As we head into more spring-like weather here in Wisconsin, we can take the month of April to recognize Diggers Safety Month. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. If you're digging a fence, installing a mailbox, tilling a garden, think about this project before digging. Chad Kruger with Diggers Hotline joins us with tips, or rather things that you should do before using that post hole digger. Chad, first tell us what's even in the ground that you could risk hitting.
Vital services that we use every day can be at risk if you're digging into the ground. There are some areas of the state that have natural gas services or underground electric or underground internet lines, and you can damage those lines and create real problems. Those services can be interrupted, or they can cause injury or property damage. But I think farmers have an added risk as well. There are high-pressure gas pipelines that go across the state, and they're out in the middle of nowhere in places like farm fields. And the risk there is real as well. Hitting one of those pipelines can lead to an explosion, which is then a tragic situation. There's no way around that. Some of the states around us have had a number of explosions caused by farm equipment hitting these pipelines, and no one thought to think about it because they're in a wide open space. But any time you're disturbing the soil, the first step is to contact Diggers Hotline.
You know, how far down are these lines, pipes, wires?
Sure. Each utility, each underground line owner is going to have different internal regulations about where stuff should be, you know, how it should be installed, how deep it should be. But that doesn't mean that they were installed at the right location. Sometimes they're installed too shallow or too deep. And after it's installed, erosion can, you know, either add to, or take away from the depth, or some cases add to the depth. So it doesn't matter how deep you're disturbing the soil. The state law requires contacting Diggers Hotline before any of these projects.
That kind of goes into my next question for you. The consequences of hitting a line, a pipe, a wire, obviously there's the life-threatening danger, but it sounds like there's also financial danger and law-breaking.
Yeah, those are the big three. Safety is the biggest consequence I think we're dealing with here, because injuring someone, that's something that money can't solve necessarily. Pipeline exploding, natural gas exploding, that's usually a tragic event that affects so many people. But hitting electric lines or rupturing smaller gas services are also dangerous. But then you mentioned the repair costs, and that adds up pretty quickly. Is the utilities will charge for the materials that are lost. They will charge for emergency repair services. 911, sometimes the first responders charge for their time. And like you said, there's also the legal element. There's a state law that defines what needs to be done every time you disturb the soil in Wisconsin, and not contacting Diggers Hotline and not following some of those basic safety procedures, that's against the law here in Wisconsin.
So step one is calling Diggers Hotline. What should folks know about your services?
We're always available 24/7, 365, by dialing 811, and that connects you to our call center in Waukesha County. We take all of our calls here in Wisconsin. But more and more people, as time goes on, are using our website to start this process. And the website or on the phone, we're going to ask you some basic questions about your project and where you are. We send that information out to the utilities, and then the utilities have the responsibility to mark their lines near your job site.
Does that cost anything?
It's a free service to the users. It's in the utility's best interest to keep their utility safe in the ground and not cause hazardous situations and not have their services interrupted. So it's something the utilities pay for, but it's free for the users.
And as you said, the utility will come out and mark their lines. And I didn't know that the colors that they spray or the flags that they put up, I didn't know that there was a color code. So
yeah.
is it important to know what those colors mean, or should we just focus on, you know, staying away from those?
So I think a great rule of thumb is just to stay 18 inches away from those flags or the paint marks. Like you say, knowing what those colors mean lets you know what those lines are, and I think that's interesting. And as you're working out there, you can know that the red line is for a buried electric line, or yellow paint is for pipelines or natural gas, or the orange paint or flags are for like internet or phone services. The color code cards posted on the Digger's Hotline website. But as you said, just knowing to stay away from those marks might be the easiest thing for everyone to do.
And is it true, Chad, that even with, you know, the appropriate markings, sometimes there's a chance of still hitting a line? So worst case scenario, you do everything right, but you still hit a line. What happens then?
So it's rare that that happens, but it does happen where maybe the utilities mismark where the line is, or maybe there was some miscommunication at some point during this process. So if you call Digger's Hotline, if you wait 3 working days to have the utilities mark their line, and then you dig safely near those lines, you've taken the steps you need in order to avoid those utility lines. But in the rare instance, mistakes do happen. If you hit a line, the first thing you should do is contact the utility, the line owner, and work with them on the next steps. If it's a dangerous situation, you can also call 911 or emergency services as well.
Chad, is there a proper way to dig near a line? So, for example, you wouldn't just start off with a post hole digger. If you're trying to dig safely near a line, you would start off with a shovel.
So if you're working very close to those paint marks or the flags, if you have to dig within the 18 inches, the state law requires you have to use hand tools, like a shovel, to hand dig and expose the facility. Dig carefully, find exactly where that line is so you can avoid it. So if you want to use a big backhoe next to some utility marks, you're kind of out of luck. And at that point, the equipment you have to use would be hand tools like a shovel, and dig carefully near those marks.
Chad, do we have any statistics about how accidents have either been trending down? Maybe they've gone up. Maybe they've stayed the same over the past 10 years.
So Digger's Hotline, we rarely hear about the accidents. I think the accidents we hear about are the ones in the news that maybe everyone hears about. So I don't really know of any numbers, but I do know that more and more homeowners are digging in their yard because they're kind of cooped up still with COVID, and they started thinking, oh, let's improve our backyard. So there's more landscaping projects out there. And there are more and more utilities, communication companies putting high-speed internet cables in the ground, maybe fiber optics or some other lines like that. So there's a lot of communication projects going on around the state. There's just more and more digging going on. And I think it's more and more important to remember the safety aspect when you're doing any of these projects, as easy as landscaping or as difficult as running fiber optic to a community. They all require the same contact to Digger's Hotline first.
All right, Chad, anything else I'm not asking you that you think I should be asking in regards to digger safety?
The most important thing is to contact Digger's Hotline before you dig, to wait the 3 working days to allow the utilities to mark their lines, and then dig safely near those lines. Those are the steps that any excavator in Wisconsin can do to help protect themselves and the utilities in the ground. And any excavator in Wisconsin could be a homeowner with a shovel, could be a farmer tilling up a field. It could be professional excavators with big backhoes. All of these people have something in common in that they're disturbing the soil. And anytime you disturb the soil, you have to contact Digger's Hotline.
Chad, I kind of have a unique situation for you. I cut down trees in my backyard, and I'm going to replace those trees. Do I still need to call Digger's Hotline to come out before I dig where trees were already planted?
So the law is pretty clear. Anytime you disturb the soil or anything on top of the soil, you're required to contact Digger's Hotline. And if you're replacing a tree where there used to be a tree, you're still going to be digging in the ground, and maybe there are utility lines that were installed after that first tree was planted that were installed under the ground. Maybe the roots of the first tree kind of got tangled up with lines. There's a lot of scenarios where you can think about maybe a utility being involved with that first tree. So if you're digging, even if you're digging in that same spot, that's why you have to have the utilities out there to mark where their lines are.
Well, it's as simple as that. I'll be calling 811 before I put my shovel into the ground. I certainly don't want to cause a catastrophe.
If I saw your name in the news for digging and causing an incident after this interview, it wouldn't look good.
No, it wouldn't. Chad Kruger along with us. He leads communications at Diggers Hotline. Stay safe out there. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.